Now let us start the introduction of Golding's life and career. This is the chapter number 1 of William Golding, Lord of the Flies. Just note the detailed informations about the writer Golding and the events happened in his career. So the first chapter, Golding's life and career. William Golding is a young contemporary of Greene and Waugh. He shot into fame just with the publication of this first and most famous novel, Lord of Flies, which was published in 1954 and which has recently been awarded the Nobel Prize. He was born to a distinguished schoolmaster on September 19, 1911, in Cornwall, a small village in England. He got his primary education at Marlborough Grammar School and higher education at Brasenose College, Oxford. He took his degree in English literature, though he was equally interested in science and philosophy. He began his career as a school teacher at Bishop Wordsworth School in Salisbury. During the Second World War, he joined the Royal Navy and was present at in sinking of the Bismarck. William Golding was a naval officer who saw much action during the Second World War and thereafter in 1945 resumed teaching in Salisbury, South England. He gave up teaching in 1962 and nowadays devotes his full time to writing. William Golding has been described as a religious poet who writes novels. In all his work, he profoundly disturbed by the power of the evil in the world. He is a 20th century Bunyan in this respect. His literary output quantitatively is not much or scanty. He has written about a half a dozen novels beside his casual writings. Although Golding had written and published some verse, his name first began widely known after the publication of Lord of Flies in 1954, which is the great novel in the classical tradition. It has remained his most influential work. It is a parody of one of the most famous adventure stories of boys, Ballantyne's Coral Island. In Coral Island, the three castaways boys, after numerous exciting adventures, recall their days spent on the island as an idyllic interlude, although they had experienced many hardships. In contrast, Golding castaways find themselves marooned in ideal surroundings. There is plenty of fruit for picking, the climate is warm, there are wonderful lagoons and beaches for swimming, but things do not go well. Though not threatened by the external dangers, the boys begin to quarrel among themselves. Their own inner natures and desires come to be foolish and they revert to savagery. When rescued at the end, the principal character weeps for the end of innocence, the darkness of the man's heart. Lord of Flies was followed by Inheritors, 1955, which owed much to the influence of H.G. Wells. It is an evocation of human life during the prehistoric Neanderthal period and demonstrates what happens when a group of innocent savages meet and a corrupted but more civilized tribe. The story demonstrates that man does not necessarily progress towards better and better forms of society. Thus, the theme of Inheritors is to some extent the same as in Lord of the Flies. Pincher Martin, 1956, is an account of the sailor's desperate struggle to survive after his ship. The ship has been torpedoed in the mid-Atlantic. Suffering from the complete exhaustion, he is washed upon a barren rock, and the novel deals with the hallucinations and recollections of the former life. By the time the reader has finished the book, he knows every pebble and lump of seaweed on the Atlantic rock. In 1959 came out Golding's another work, Free Fall. It is a novel in the Gothic tradition with inquisitorial scene and overtones of torture, reminiscent in style and manner of the writings of Kafka. Golding's latest work is The Spire, which appeared in 1964, and it is set in the Middle Ages and is a story about building of a cathedral. Overriding all position, the dean organizes the erection of an enormous steeple on shallow, waterlogged, unsafe foundations. The higher the spire goes, more likely it becomes that the edifice will crash down. Symbolical and mystical in treatment, this novel has not been well received by the literary critics.